Another important vision. Sabbath, March 24th, was an interesting day for all who worshipped at the Howland home. Ellen White described it as a glorious meeting. She wrote, "The first Sabbath we spent in Topsom was a sweet, interesting time. It seemed that Jesus himself passed through our midst and shed his light and glory upon us. We all had a rich draught from the well of Bethlehem. The Spirit came upon me and I was taken off in vision. I saw many important things, some of which I will write you before I close this letter. See, I saw Brother Stowell of Paris was wavering upon the shut door. The term shut door finds its origin in as related to the sanctuary in heaven, and in as used in the parable of the 10 virgins. In the critical years 1844 to 1851, the term was employed by the pioneers of the SDA Church at first in referring to the close of probation, but soon in the broader sense as signifying the integrity of the Advent awakening that reached its climax on October 22, 1844, as a move of God. C.J.W. Letter, July 21, 1850, on page 179 of this book, and chapter 16, The Shut and the Open Doors, I felt that I must visit them. Although it was 50 miles off and very bad going, I believed God would strengthen me to perform the journey." Responding to the light received in the vision, they went at once to Paris and found things in a deplorable state. Paris was isolated, off the beaten path of travel. Discouragement and some fanaticism had set in. The believers had not met together to worship for more than 2 years. Ellen White reported, "We went and found they needed strengthening. We spent 1 week with them. Our meetings were very interesting. They were hungry for present truth. We had free, powerful meetings with them. God gave me 2 visions while there, much to the comfort and strength of the brethren and sisters. Brother Stowell was established in the shut door and all the present truth he had doubted. Strength was given me from on high so that my journey wearied me not at all and my health has been better ever since." There is no record of the 2 visions given to Ellen while on this visit to Paris, but before closing her letter to Brother and Sister Hastings she wrote out what was shown her in the vision given March 24th in Topsom, and it was included in her first little book, Experience and Views. Today it may be found in early writings under the chapter titled The Open and the Shut Door, from which we quote. Sabbath, March 24, 1849, we had a sweet and very interesting meeting with the brethren at Topsom, Maine. The Holy Ghost was poured out upon us, and I was taken off in the Spirit to the city of the living God. Then I was shown that the commandments of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ relating to the shut door could not be separated, and that the time for the commandments of God to shine out with all their importance, and for God's people to be tried on the Sabbath truth, was when the door was opened in the most holy place in the heavenly sanctuary, where the ark is, in which are contained the 10 commandments. This door was not opened until the mediation of Jesus was finished in the holy place of the sanctuary in 1844. Then Jesus rose up and shut the door of the holy place, and opened the door into the most holy, and passed within the second veil, where he now stands by the ark, and where the faith of Israel now reaches. I saw that Jesus had shut the door of the holy place, and no man can open it, and that he had opened the door into the most holy, and no man can shut it, and that since Jesus has opened the door into the most holy place, which contains the ark, the commandments have been shining out to God's people, and they are being tested on the Sabbath question. The vision touched on many points, including the mysterious knocking near Rochester, New York. Spiritualism was emerging, and various other devices of Satan to mislead the people supposedly serving the Lord.